The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, aka Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 5. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to having the show. And I just want to say, before we get started in anything else, I just want to say, everyone, please excuse me for not being able to post into btrcommunity.com today. This is a place where we post all of our stories and something what we're going to be talking about on the show today. We've been having storms here where I live, and our internet is so daggone fragile. It's going down, so I wasn't able to put stories out this morning. And I wasn't able to send in what today's show was going to be all about. So please overlook that. I know that's something that we usually do. So we didn't have very many stories, but we'll still catch a couple of them for what's in the news today. So just wanted to say we had some real internet problems and probably will continue to have internet problems throughout the show. Hopefully it won't interrupt the show at any time. So just wanted to make that announcement to you all. But today is Monday, August the 22nd, 2016. I just want to thank you once again, all of you, for listening to Tando Radio Show. Now, let's jump into the business at hand. Of course, first thing that we need to take care of is Black Talk Radio Network. And there's a crowdfunding campaign that you can go to at blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia/. And you can see the crowdfunding campaign that's going on there. In order to keep this network going and all the programs that you hear and that you learn from and that you participate in and you've been inspired and that you have also been energized to change your direction, or your family's direction, and our overall community's direction. Now, that momentum needs to continue and to move forward so that it can be here at all of the times of need. And there are going to be much times of need in the very near future in so many different ways. And Black Talk Radio Network is a great place to have your financial energy go to an organization that has been put together with the demographics that serve you, with the interest in what in the overall purpose of design to maintain your overall strategical advantage and opportunities to be seen that are going to be coming in the future. So this is one of the few mediums. This is one of the few outlets. This is one of the few information, truth of information. This is one of the true, sincere networks that are designed and was put together with you in mind. It was custom tailored to fit you. So I think it's very important for us to support this network, and you can do it by going to the crowdfunding campaign there on the website, and you can do it by donating there. And the options that you have is to make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely appreciated, and you can do it via PayPal or by sending a check or money order. Make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. Once again, that is $24.99 or less. You can make a check or money order payable to it, but you can also donate right there, do it by PayPal or by doing it at the donation button. But you can send a check or money order, make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And for that contribution of $24.99 or less, $1 or $24.99, you will receive the monthly statistical performance reports for the network, as well as receive the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email for that. Okay, got a caller in queue already. Hold on, caller. Looking forward to talking to you. Next option, to make a number two would be to make just one penny more. Make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. That's one penny more than the option number one. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, you will also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, they come in intervals of $25 or more. So, at intervals of $25. So every time you give $25 or more, you will receive a t-shirt for that $25 or more contribution. So if you would like two t-shirts, that would be $50. Three t-shirts, $75. Four t-shirts, $100. And make sure you leave a corresponding size with each t-shirt that you will be receiving, so that there is no mistake or no problems getting the right size that you need. And also, make sure you leave a good email and a shipping address, so that your order or your overall t-shirts will not be delayed in any way. So that's option number two. Now, and also it says make sure that you include any other special instructions in the field for the t-shirt. Next, items number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirts, you will also be eligible for gifts at the appropriate time given by the network for your for your contribution and your dedication to giving financial energy to the network. So, everyone, this is something that we all must do, and this is something that we want to continue to have the fruit bearing of Black Talk Radio Network in all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So it requires that we feed the roots so that the tree can continue to bear the great fruit. Now, I'm going to jump into talk about some of the things that was in the news, but before we do that, my man Scott said something so profound that just backed me up today. Was absolutely right in listening to his show. Scotty said, "Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory." That is absolutely the truth. That is who we need to become, regardless of what it costs us to become victorious. It requires us to resist. And not only to resist, but to resist with the intention of doing something better and that serves our purpose at all costs, regardless. It doesn't matter what hour, what conditions, how bad, how severe, what you're up against. That is not the battle. The battle begins and the battle ends with your overall intestinal fortitude, spiritual fortitude, mental fortitude to that you win at all costs. And guess what? That resistance can never be defeated. Resistance is victory, because that is the energy that has never nor will ever be defeated. This is the energy that we have to have. My man, Scotty, thanks for putting that out. I think that that is a Black Talk Radio Network t-shirt in the making, my man, in the making. So much love, much respect to Scotty. So now what I want to do is I want to jump into what's in the news, a couple of things that what's in the news. I didn't get to actually post in btrcommunity.com, but I will at some point and at some time today once the internet is up and running. But I just wanted to say this. I am no longer posting in FedBook, which a lot of people call Facebook. I no longer post there. I will post from time to time just the show, but I only exclusively post inside of BTR Community, which, as Scotty said, you can look for www.btrcommunity.com. And there is a membership. It's pennies. It's $24 for the whole year. And this is where you can actually engage in some of the things that we're going to be doing, engage in some of the articles that we have. You can actually start to have collective prudence with different people of like-mindedness throughout the country and ultimately throughout the world, and you don't have to worry about the overall host of this or the actual upholder of this community selling you out for their overall monetary gains or their overall psyops, which is in FedBook without a doubt. So everyone, I would suggest everyone here that you've been made aware of what BTR, that's Black Talk Radio Network, that's what the B, the T, the R stands for, is Black Talk Radio Network Community. I would suggest that you all go there and start to participate, join, be proactive in it, establish your page. There's a lot of things that I need to do as soon as my schedule slows down. I'm going to get my page all up and get my avatar up and a bunch of other things, but I still will be posting exclusively there for some of the articles, especially in now with things that are going on. So just wanted to say that. Next, we have for those of you that are in the Dallas area or in the surrounding Dallas, Texas area, this week we're going to have I'm going to have an exclusive film screening of a film that I was in, a film that was put together by Rick Mathis. It's Black Friday, and it's going to, one second, let me pull this up. I'm going to give the right address. And it's going to actually be this Thursday, August the 25th. The doors will open at the Magnolia Theater in Dallas, Texas. So for all of you that are familiar with Dallas, Texas, you know the Magnolia Theater, and the address is 3699, that's 3699 McKinney Avenue, Dallas, Texas. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. Advanced tickets, I believe, are $12. At the door is going to be $15, and we're going to have an exclusive streaming Black Friday, and I am on the panel, and believe me, there will be some great information that we will be giving at Black Friday's movie premiere, not premiere, screening. And this is something that we're going to be doing continuously, and something that I think is going to be very necessary. So come on out if you're in the Dallas area. That is going to be Thursday, August the 25th at 6 p.m. The doors will open. The screening will start at 7:30. And the address is 3699 McKinley Avenue, Dallas, Texas, at the Magnolia Theater is where we will be. Okay, so $15 at the door, $12 in advance. So get your tickets. Seats are going very fast. The panel will be made up of a bunch of great, great people. I'm on the panel, and some of the other panels, and the panel is going to grow. Hopefully we'll be able to, I'll leave it to September. We're going to be doing this monthly. So if you would like more information, you definitely could text me at 951-790-8330, or you can call the Magnolia Theater in Dallas. And once again, that address is 3699 McKinley Avenue, Dallas, Texas, for the screening of Black Friday, film that was brought to you by my man Rick Mathis. He's going to be there also. So come on out, let's learn some things, let's start to have some collective prudence. Okay, so now let's talk about what's in the news. There are some things in the news, so just bear with me because I have very, very shaky internet. Some of the articles, some of it I'm going to be doing off the top of my head based off memory, so just bear with me. I always like to source everything that I do, but we will do the best that we can in circumstances that we have. Now, first article comes from RT, Russia Today. Japan to upgrade fighter jets. Japan fighter jets upgraded. And why is this? In this article, we'll post this a little bit later inside of Black Talk BTR community. And you can do, join that at www.btrcommunity.com. So why is this happening? It's basically showing how close the globe is to moving towards military confrontation in the South Sea of China. So Japan is actually doubling missile payloads amidst the South Sea of China tensions. And this is real. Let me tell you, China has told its Navy, its military to prepare for war. It's told its citizens to prepare for war. You're going to start to see a lot of information starting to come out with war, not only in the South Sea of China, but in Africa, but in South America, but in the Baltics and in many other places. So here it is. The Japanese defense minister. The Japanese defense minister wants its 200 fighter jets to carry twice as many air-to-air missiles as they do now in a bid to prepare for a possible confrontation with the Chinese Air Force around the disputed South Sea of China islands. The defense minister, this is critical, ladies and gentlemen, the defense minister is likely to request more budgetary allocations to upgrade the capabilities of its U.S.-built F-15 fighters operated by Japanese Self-Defense Air Force. And let me tell you something about Japan. Japan has nuclear weapons as well. After World War II, they were only allowed to have so-called a defensive military. But believe me, they don't have that anymore. They have offensive capabilities. And this came from the Nikkei Asian Review, reported on Sunday, yesterday. These upgrades will double the number of air-to-air missiles carried by the Japanese Air Force F-15 from 8 to 16 per aircraft, in addition to double wings and other parts of the fighter jets will be repaired to extend their lifespan. Currently, the Japanese Air Force operates 200 F-15s in combat and train variants, as well as roughly 90 Mitsubishi F-2 fighters development of the F-16 design. So, ladies and gentlemen, everything in the South Sea of China is moving towards military confrontation, and this is going to have a direct effect on you. Next article comes from, well, this was a video that came from the state of Arizona. The state of Arizona House of Representatives had a meeting on August the 11th, 2016. That was last Thursday that they had that meeting. I believe it was last Thursday, I think. And at this meeting on the 11th, let me just say it's the 11th right now. Had a little brain freeze there. On the 11th, what they decided to talk about, and many states are doing it, Arizona is going to issue gold bonds. And this came from their overall website. Once everything is back with me, I will post it. You will actually see the meeting. Let me tell you, Arizona is not the only state that realizes that it needs to go to a way to have real money put into its systems because of what the overall detrimental state, the terminal state of the U.S. dollar, and is growing rapidly with many countries throughout the world dropping the U.S. treasuries, selling their U.S. treasuries, and the buyer of last resort, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be you. So very critical meeting is not the only one that's happening. This was open to the public, this Arizona House of Representatives meeting. And that was what was going on. And it was a Dr. Chief Weiner who brought the case of how gold bonds could benefit the state of Arizona. let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, why we are within our communities are always the last to know different things. We have to prepare for what is coming because it's not just Arizona. It's many other states. It's Texas. It's Utah. It's Arizona. It's Georgia. It's New Hampshire. It's Vermont. It's Pennsylvania. It's so many different states that are going to be, ultimately, all of them are going to have to go to it. And the key is this. The time to prepare is when no one else is looking, because you will not be able to compete with everyone else. So please get in front of this. If you would like to start to purchase precious metals, you can do that with us at Prosperity Mint. You can look at what we have in inventory. Don't purchase there. First, contact me. Once you contact me at 951-790-8330, I will definitely make sure that you understand the buying procedures and how to go about it, and just gives you some very important and pertinent information before you do it. So before you purchase, you can see what we have in inventory, but call or contact me first. And you can contact me at wolf6pack1@gmail.com. That's the email. Wolf, like the animal, the number 6, pack, P-A-C-K, the number 1, @gmail.com. You can email me there or text me at 951-790-8330, because we will definitely need to talk about it. It is going forward, ladies and gentlemen. Regardless of what other people think, what they know, it will only matter what they have done and what they have as collateral to be able to maintain themselves and to protect themselves from the economic turmoil and the crisis, the economic crisis and calamity and collapse that is going to happen here very, very soon. And it's already happening. Next one. Just bear with me. It was a couple of other ones. If not, we're going to go to a commercial break. And then, you know what? Let's do this. Let's go to a commercial break. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. What we're going to be talking about today is that we're going to extend the conversation from Friday about what is going on. We're going to take a look at the new slavery and how it's going to affect and some other things, what you need to do. And then now, and also we need to talk about what are some of the steps that you need to take now. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. We have a live show for you today. The caller that was from 414, give us a call back. Also, even if you had a question for Scotty, because I think that was one of the callers that Scotty missed today, if he's still here, we can try to facilitate that with you. I don't mind, because I think everything is so important. So give us a call back, or if you had something that you wanted to talk to us here at Tando Radio Show about. Sorry about that. We were just in the process of, you know, taking care of what's in the news and our regular things that we have to take care of. So next article that comes that we need to take a look at is going to be one from, I don't know where it's from, but I'll put it together for you all. U.S. defense contractors tell investors Russia's threat is great. The whole setup for what is going to the global purge of the United States is severe. Next article, China to shift world markets, U.S. to, and this is so true. I've been talking about this. China is shifting world markets right now. And the, we talked about this on last Friday. We read the article from the World Bank, and you can see how enthused the World Bank was that they're going to be doing business with China. But what was underlined in that is that they ain't going to be doing business with the United States. They ain't going to be doing business with the United States the way that they've done business before. The United States will not have the leverage, the position, the power, the influence, the overall wherewithal, and no longer will they dictate or be able to colonize other nations and to steal their resources for their own individual corporate good and benefit of themselves. It's not going to happen that way anymore. They're going to use the United States as the perfect purge, purging situation and nation to bring about even more control throughout the world and to subjugate and to enslave the world even more. Its time is up. So this is how empires fall. So we're going to definitely see that. So check out, I'll post these articles inside of BTR community as soon as I possibly can. Next, manufactured civil unrest, regime change. Is the United States next? I would say it's going to be crazy. So check out, we'll post that article. You should check that one out. And another article, and this is one I wanted to say. Too many U.S. women still dying in childbirth. This is a problem. And I think there are some very things that we talk about here that are contributing factors to that. It is, in my opinion, a design plan. We'll post that also. So let me see. And I'm going to post seven remedies that actually work inside of there. That was basically it. So let me make sure. I think there was a couple of more articles that we were going to post. Let me see. It was, okay. It was one or two more, but I'll get to them. My internet is really, really slow, so we're going to go ahead and move on. So, everyone, what we're going to do is we're going to pick up the show from where we left off on Friday because there's a lot of pertinent, important information. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Then hit star 61. I will see you in queue. There's a couple of things that we want to talk about. Last Friday, we were talking about how the World Bank had announced that it was they were bringing Chinese bonds to the SDR system. Basically, what that basically means is that all of the banks throughout the world will have to be ready to be able to trade in the Chinese renminbi or the yuan. Then that's the slang for it, saying it's buck, or you know, it's bread, or it's, you know, things of that nature. That's the slang. The yuan is actually the slang. But the real official name of the Chinese currency is the renminbi, which stands for the people's, I forgot, stands for the people's currency. Yeah, it stands for the people's currency. So now, the World Bank once the IMF had admitted the renminbi into the SDR basket, it gave the world 1 year to get ready to be able to trade in that. And then that, right after that, just before that, a week before that, China had announced that it was bringing online its Shanghai Gold Exchange, and that no one could be able to trade in gold and in the precious metals without having physical precious metals. So you can't have a contract, which the Western banking cabal can just print up as many paper. Basically, you can't have no paper to do business here. You either got real assets and real money and real collateral, or you ain't relevant. Kick rocks. And one of the things that they did say was the underlying thing that was huge, major, big, catastrophic to the U.S. dollar. They said that once the markets are up with the Chinese renminbi the market selling all of its gold and precious metals in physical, they also said that people will not be able to trade into the Chinese renminbi by way of dollars. So you couldn't go into China as a American investor with American cash to to invest there. Are you ready? You won't be able to buy goods there using the U.S. dollar. You won't be able to engage in any economic transaction with China using the dollar. That means that in order for you in America to have a transaction with China, you're going to have to first trade out of your currency and into a new currency. What the heck does that mean? It simply means this, ladies and gentlemen, that the purchasing power of your dollar is going to be worthless. And just like you have, for years, we have gone to foreign countries where you give your $1 and they would give you $8, $10, $100 of their currency. Well, it's going to be in reverse now. Now they're going to give you, they're going to be exchanging their $1, and it will require that you give up 100 US dollars, 200 US dollars to get the purchasing power or the confidence in the purchasing power of that currency, because it's going to be backed by gold. Yes, the U.S. will expand its gold standard. It is already on the gold standard. Don't let anybody tell you that the U.S. has ever left the gold standard. It has not. It's called the American Gold Eagle and the American Silver Eagle. But what is going to happen is this. So many countries are demanding their overall gold and metals to be returned to them, and the U.S. is saying nope. And this is going to upset many of people, and they're going to look at this as a economic attack that jeopardizes the national security and is an act of war. And the ill-gotten gold that the U.S. holds from by way of the Fed, people will be sending their warships to receive them, not to protect it, of course, but their warships to actually bring it home by way of force. This is what is building. This is what is going on, and this is what's happening. Now, why is this significant? Here is the significant point. All of the rest of the world has to be ready by October 1st of this year. So we are the window to prepare is running out. This is why you're seeing the advanced warnings of war. This is why you're seeing the advanced movement of troops, advanced movement of equipment. This is why Jade Helm 15 put all of the logistical military hardware within the country and throughout the world. This is why you're going to see the overall deployment of large military forces from the United States, which will get stuck in foreign lands because they won't have the currency, the purchasing power. They won't be able to buy the jet fuel to get back home. This is by design, folks. So now, here's how this is significant. Not only will China say that you can't trade in their gold market, which is going to collapse the market that is dominated by the banking cabal, the Western banking cabal, China is going to say you can't trade into their market using U.S. dollars, but it's also going to extend even further. They are going to even say to other countries that in order for you to trade with China, you're going to have to divest yourself of the U.S. dollar. Why are they going to say that? Because they're going to war with them. And there is the Trading with the Enemy Act. China is going to put the smackdown on the rest of the world, the smackdown on the U.S. by the rest of the world and say, listen, the rest of the world, you want to do business with us? You want to continue to have good trade relations? Do you want to get paid in something that has real value? Well, we're at war with the United States, and you need to take your place. Are you with them or are you with us? And if you're with them, so be it. If you're with us, then we are at war with them, and you can't trade with them at all. This is going to have great effect on your quality of life and your way of living. And we're going to definitely take a look at that, what that means and why you should care. So not only will China not accept, the rest of the world will say, well, I can't do business with you because I have a large contract with BRIC nations. It won't just be China. They have large contracts with Iran for oil. And Iran is going to say, you got to kick rocks, the United States. And anybody that does business with them, you got to kick rocks also. This is what's unfolding. Got a caller that's in queue. Want to go to this caller in 1 second. I want to read this really quick article that came from investing.com. And just hear what this says, and then we're going to go to the caller. Uh-oh, I can't pull it down. And this was by Reuters. Real quickly, the internationalization of the yuan has exceeded people's expectations. This is, was done by Reuters last week. Excuse me, on the 14th. Last week on the 14th. The internationalization of the yuan has exceeded people's expectations, and its global acceptance will be driven by market forces, Yang Gang, a Chinese central bank vice governor, said on Monday. Now, we read this before, but what does this mean? Yang Gang just told the rest of the world, we know that you want to do business with us. We're going to back our currency with gold so that you can have the assurances that you won't get ripped off like you got ripped off for 70 years under the Bretton Woods, under the reserve currency, as the dollar being the reserve currency of the world and having the petrodollar system that was suppressing and stealing your overall wealth. You won't have that with us. We will have free trade, and we will trade in you in something that has real value as gold. And what do you think the rest of the world is going to do? What do you do whenever you see a much better bargain, especially if the person that you have been doing business with has been stealing from you continuously for generations? You are going to say, yes, about time, get rid of them. Not only are you going to be willing to do business, but you're going to be willing to do war against those, because you're going to say, you know what? They've been stealing from us the whole time. Let's get back from them, because they have been falsely made wealthy. Their wealth is like moonlight. It doesn't exist. It is a facade. Let's get back where it rightfully ours. And this is where you're going to have this global war turn into this World War III turn into global nuclear war one. And we're going to be taking a look at some things, how this is going to play out, in my opinion, and some things that you can do. We got a caller in queue. Let's go to this caller. Hey, Scotty, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, no, okay, I got it. My internet came back. Okay, no problem. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, this is Jerry from Chattanooga, man. Loving the show. This is our
What's up, brother Jerry? How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. First things first, brother. You know when you call, I'm always happy to hear from you, so let's get that out the way, brother. I hope the family is well and everything is going good with you, brother.
Yes. We're doing all right. We're trying to keep up, not with the rest of the world, with just what we can do ourselves. But what you're saying right now, man, that's putting a lot of implications on things that we should be doing and things that we may not be doing. Personally, being one of your students out of the precious metals, we've talked about this for almost 2 years now. We've had these conversations on and off and on and off. Will there be any way that we could purchase precious metals after October the 1st? That's one of my questions. And then I have a lot more, but I'm just going to give you two. That's one of them. And the second one is,
well, you're the first caller, Jerry. So let them roll. Let's do them. Let's write them down real quick, because I think your questions are always real important. So let's do this first one. Will you be able to acquire precious metals after October 1st? I think that you will, but there is no guarantee that you will. And let me tell you what will probably be the indication that the precious metal market will totally freeze up and see to where, one, the mines will be taken over by the government. All of the mines that produce the precious metals here in the United States will be nationalized and seized. And throughout the world, that will be repeated as well. Why? Because it's going to go, once the first military confrontation kicks off in the South Sea of China, and the Baltic states, or if Syria goes full-blown where there's actually military confrontation between the major superpowers. Once that happens, all bets are off. All bets are off. Because you think about it, Jerry, and for the listeners, if you have something that's going to be the overall benchmark and the anchor in the global economy, you are not going to be bringing that to market in the uncertainties of war. What are you going to be doing? You're going to be using that to protect yourself with.
Right.
So the first thing that's going to happen is that the mines throughout the world will be nationalized by their respective countries. And then those deals will be made between those respective countries to maintain the shipping lanes. Now, in war, if you know much about war, what happens? One of the things with war is what? The assets are under attack by way of the shipping lanes. The Strait of Hormuz, where 90% or it's 85% of the world's oil has to go through, that is going to be a chilling field, and it's going to be a very major point of confrontation. It's going to be a choking point for oil. That same type of choking point is going to be for resources throughout the world. You will start to see where other countries will start to sanction any flow of goods to the United States, because that is going to be the arch enemy. The U.S. won't have any allies on its side. Britain has already made its alliances with China and Russia. Britain. So that means that Canada is going with them. What do you think Mexico is going to do? Mexico is going to go with other BRIC nations, because I can see Mexico becoming a BRIC nation relatively soon. So it all depends on many, many things. But once the military confrontation stops, then I think the overall supply of the metals in the chain, in the supply chain, the delivery supply chain, the just-in-time delivery supply chain is going to be broken very quickly. It doesn't matter how much cash you have. A person is not going to sell you some metals when they know the overall price of the metals, I mean, the overall value of the metals is going to come into play as collateral. They're going to say to you, "Note, what asset do you have to give me instead of that paper cash, especially if it's U.S. dollars?" So it's tentative, Jerry, depends on many, many things. I would definitely say just do what you can to acquire real money. But that is the scenario that I do see. Then I also see that the overall supply chain is going to stop, and then it's going to go into the thing that you'll be able to get metals for other assets, or to actually trade in bartering and in the black market, and in the open market, you will be giving up different items that have intrinsical value for other items of intrinsical value. Just put it this way. Think about the collapse in Venezuela or Argentina, or let's say in the Great Depression. Just let's go back to there. In the Great Depression, just think of it from here. Would Jordans have any relative worth to the value that they are now? Or would food have more value to the relative worth to the value that it has now?
Food.
That's what
food,
you're going to be definitely contending with.
Hey, that you exactly brought up a whole, you dropped a whole lot of jewels right there in that one answer. It brings me to, it actually diverts me from a few of the other questions that brought up some more. A while back, I brought up the point of different bartering tools. Brother Davis was talking about gathering diamond matches. I was talking about getting liquor and other municipal, I guess you would say, drugs, because when you're in a hard time like that, a lot of people revert to drugs. All of these different things, reefer, tobacco, alcohol, and everything just like that, these are things that you could stock up on if you have the means to be able to take care of your family and the people that's around you and your community that's willing to be within your group, that's going to help provide, whether it's food, water, shelter, or whatever. But these are different bartering tools for you to have a lot more leverage in the different things that you're doing. Another thing that you brought up within that answer that you gave was Venezuela. Now, we know that it was a lot of people that was breaking up. Now, a lot of the people that we think that we're partnering with, they're going to be looking out for different, weaknesses
yeah.
that we have to take over the commodities that we have if we don't have silver or gold. Because whether, like I said, whether it's food, liquor, tobacco, or any municipal drugs that you may have, reefer on stack. And I know this ain't nothing that we talk about here on Tando, but these are all real life situations and things that people
right.
didn't know of
right.
that may bring some type of recourse if they have it or if they don't. Because just because you have it don't mean you're safe, and just because you don't have it don't mean you're safe either, depending on the
right.
person that you was or the person that you pretend to be. People look for these different type of issues with you, and if you don't have it when they come to you, it could cause you harm. So with me saying that, it reverts all the way back to you talking about the different type of calibers of guns and stuff that everybody needs to be learning how to use to protect yourself, not only yourself but your family. All of these things play a huge part. Because what the next question that I was going to have, and everything I just said kind of falls into that, is that Russia and China and the rest of the BRIC nations and whoever else is going to feel like they need to attack the U.S. based off of things that the country that we live in has done to their country over the course of the last 100 years. They're not going to be able to hit the entire nation with nukes. Therefore, the people that survive, those are the people, like Scott, I like to say, the people that surround us are going to be the people that we have to worry about. So what are you preparing for those people that you've told, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, and they know you have some type of information, whether you are ready for it or not? The fact that you have the information is going to bring you some type of trouble when these things start to hit also.
Yeah. And you know, that's so true. One of the things I always say is that the government is not going to, a lot of people give the government the same type of influence and the same type of omnipotent power and omnipotence as they do the devil to the great creator. Let me tell you, one of the things is that the biggest threat that you're going to have to deal with is the people that aren't prepared around you. That is going to be that's a force multiplier for the destabilization that is going to go on. And, you know, like Jerry was saying, that the different countries of the world are going to realize that there's going to be a fight for resources, and when there's blood in the waters, the sharks will start to circle. So they're all going to want to take a piece of the action against the United States. And so that means that there are going to be multiple fronts that the U.S. will be fighting, and it will not be able to win because it will be going against the whole global momentum. And nuclear weapons aren't what they tell you they are. They're not going to use them to destroy the planet. Look at Japan. It didn't totally destroy those cities. And actually, you'd be surprised at how much damage it didn't do. But see, they gave you this great fear in so many ways. But why is this important? One of the key solutions to this is that you have to surround yourself by people that you can trust, and everyone put a hand and energy. You know, this person may get the water, that person may get the food. You need the collective prudence. We chose those words for a reason, for us to start working together. Because if we don't, you are going to be going up against every person that has a Black Friday mentality of acquiring on the day after Thanksgiving, consumerism, but multiply that times 1,000, because now they become feral, wild, because they're hungry. So it's very, very important. This is why you see the overall global momentum. There's an article I'm going to post just to give some clarity to what Jerry's saying. There's an article that I'm going to post from Germany. You're going to have to translate it to German by right-clicking it. The German government is telling the people of Germany to prepare for a disaster. Do you know how many countries around the world have been telling its citizens to prepare for a disaster? Did you know that the celebrity figurehead, Obama himself, went on and told people of America that they need to be prepared? In all of the major countries, especially the nuclear countries, have been telling their countries to prepare. China and Russia has told their countries to prepare for war. And this is nuclear countries. That this isn't the how they try to ostracize and depict this as the range is North Korea. This is China. And if you know anything about the Chinese, they don't talk smack. They talk truth, what they gonna do. And this is where we are, and the events are definitely unfolding. So yeah, you have to be strategically placed within your community, within the people that you trust. What is your community? Your community is the people that think like you. It ain't everybody that look like you. Your community is the people that resonate with you. Not the people, you ready? Not the people with the same last name as you also. And that's going to be a hard one. That is going to be a hard one. But that is something that you're going to have to be mentally prepared for at the appropriate time. I would say never allow someone that didn't prepare to help you out to come into your and you helping them out. No treat me, no you be like Jesus and they kiss you like Judas. No you praise them like Malcolm. And then you assassinate Malcolm and don't take care of his family. Those type of people. And there's plenty of them. And you just have to be discerning as to who you should be aligning yourself with. Great point, Jerry. Hold on, Jerry. We got to go to commercial break. When we come back, if there's some other questions or some other points you want to make, definitely make it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have today we have a live show, and I was just asking that you all bear with me because my internet is a little slow. So we're going to jump back, and my man, Jerry, has some great, great questions. And, you know, Jerry, I just wanted to say one thing, elaborate. You know, when you said after October 1st, well, we'll be able to buy precious metal. And this is so good. And I'm glad you asked that question and put it that way, but it's not really precious metals only. We are going to have problems getting the staple goods at a certain point. Now is the time to acquire what you can. Don't overextend yourself. Don't go depending on which. I would say if you have the discipline to do that, then do it. It's not a bad decision. Because when you prepare and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. What you actually get in return for your preparation is something that has value that you can use in the future. If you're going to prepare for some adverse times and you buy a stock of food or 2 months, 3 months, 4 months of food before you need it, but guess what? If nothing ever happens, you still can use that food.
Let me add in there real quick, Dave, because what you're saying right now, it just kind of hit me a few days ago. You, Brother Davis, Dr. Hawkins, and especially Brother Scatter, because Brother Scatter is the one that brought this up. I've been trying to transfer my eating diet over to my children, and they don't always want to eat. And Brother Scatter brought this up, and I came up doing a whole lot of senseless stuff from the neighborhood that I'm from out in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know about if all of the listeners know, but Chattanooga is a focal point in the United States. Everywhere except for 10% of the United States is 12 hours from Chattanooga. So everything, no matter if it's on the East Coast, the West Coast, down south, or up north, I always got to come through here. But Brother Scott had made the point that if you are stocking up food for your children, and me, I have 5 young children. And for a long time, we ate top ramen noodles, whether I was doing good in my street hustle or I was doing bad, because when I was broke, that's what we ate. So they used to that, and they like it. And he brought up that point, and I don't want nobody to miss this point. Whatever your children like, when you stocking up this food, you need to be able to stock the food that you know that they're going to eat. Because, like he said, Scott? 90% of the children die of starvation because they don't eat the food that's being presented to them if they don't like it. Is that what it is, Scott? So, you know, he brought that point up, and it just hit me the other day that my children love ramen noodles. So when all of this hit, we need to have boxes and boxes and boxes of ramen noodles. And I also want to make the importance, this is something that I'm trying to learn right now. I can't find nobody in my immediate circle, so I'm kind of venturing out. But to be able to restock your bullets, know how to put the powder, what the amount of powder that needs to go into them,
reload,
what type of lead
mm-hmm.
that you're putting into them. These are all things that I'm trying to learn at this particular point in time, because for anybody that's out there that took Dave's class, the precious metal class, you will know that, like I said earlier, we have been talking about this for about almost 2 years now. Now everything is coming to head. Everything that I've told people, trying to let them know, give them a forewarning on, they all starting to give me a call all of a sudden. I was crazy when I was bringing this up, but all of them are all of a sudden, hey, Jerry, what you say about this? Jerry, what you say about that? You know,
right.
And at this particular
right.
point, if they don't have nothing to put into the pot, I don't remember. And I know that's probably bad to say, but I don't remember what I said. I'm not sure if I even know what you're talking about. I mean, that's just the truth. That's just how it's working right now, because I don't want to waste my bullets on nobody that I know. But all at the same time, while I'm trying to learn how to garden and stuff in my basement, I don't mind wasting them on nobody who ain't got no good meant for me or my children either.
Right.
You know, if anybody is, I'm not important, so ain't nobody looking. But on my Facebook page, you can go look the way I just go, and I go to the shooting range to make sure that my aim is accurate. you know, just doing little bitty things to make sure that when the action starts, that I remember what I need to be, what I was taught when I was in the Navy, or how I need to conduct myself during these particular trainings. Also, my wife and my children also, even the children that don't stay in my house. You know, I have children that stay outside of my house that I don't know if they mama and they stepfather can do anything, but I know if anything happens, my daughters know how to use the weapon if it comes down to the point to where they can do it. So these are all things that everybody that's listening to my voice, that listen to Dave on a daily basis, these are all small, intricate details that you could be practicing to get yourself ready for what he has been telling all of us for the last few months since he's been on Tendo Radio.
Yeah, and you know, Jerry, you brought up a good part. One of the things also why you don't want to, you always want to get food, you want to get as the food that is the best, that provides the best nutrition for the body. But there's also something that you're going to have to be cautious about, and I'm glad you brought the point up. One of the things we teach in our preparedness class is that you have to get foods that you know that you don't have allergies to. You have to get foods that won't make you sick. Some people can't eat beans. And all of a sudden, if you start stockpiling beans and you've never eaten beans, you have to introduce your body to them, because it takes different enzymes to break that down. And then you don't want food allergies at that particular time. There's so many reasons why you want to have a diet that you're familiar with, that your body is familiar with. So one, to make sure you have no allergies towards it. Two, something that you can do. And also, if you're a vegetarian, it's critical that you prepare even more, even to the point where you may want to have to eat meat, because the proteins and different things is so important. It's going to be extremely difficult to have the luxury that the U.S. economy has offered you by going to restaurants that have a specific or a specialty diet in mind. Yes, that still will be on the market, but you won't be able to get it. So there are many things that you need to contend with. Every person is different. Every family is different. Every community is different. Every region of the country is different. So, man, great point, Gary. And so, as always, man, you call at the appropriate time, man, to really help everyone out with the great insight and just the overall commitment that you've made to yourself and your family. And this is, you know, something that is, in my opinion, is the most important thing. So, brother, any other questions or comments you wanted to make?
No, sir. I'm a sit back, and if any other questions pop up, I'll put myself back in the queue as of right now.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to take myself out of the queue, the way there will be no confusion.
You know what?
I would actually like to see what Brother Scotty has to say as far as the, being able to load your own ammunition and whatnot. If you there, Scotty, I'm not sure if you there, but I would like to hear what you think the importance of being able to load your own ammunition, because a lot of us, if we are barricaded in our house, a lot of those shells gonna fall within our vicinity. So how important to you, being a prior military, as well as you is, Dave, how important is it that we be able to restock those bullets that fall on the sides? That's a question that I have for Brother Scotty.
Okay, I'm not quite sure. Scotty, you there? I'm not quite sure if Scotty is here. He may be off getting something to eat or doing some other thing. Not quite sure. If he'll come in and you know, I would just say with preparedness is so many things, but having the ability to reload is so critical. And I'm gonna put it this way: just like what I was saying before the commercial break, is that if you prepare and nothing happens, you don't lose anything. You actually will be able to use what it is that you've actually acquired. Because the economy is still going where it's going. It doesn't matter what you think. It matters what you know. And there's a lot of people that yell conspiracy theories, they don't know shit. And they just respond to things emotionally. Because they're scared that they don't want that to happen, because they don't have the fortitude and the discipline, and nor do they have the resistance to victory. To resist to victory, as my man Scotty says. So I would say about reloading, that is a huge asset, because it brings your overall acquiring of ammunition, the price points of it down. It's a great measure of way to barter, because that is going to be, just think of it, in the past 5 years, ammunition has almost quadrupled.
Yes.
Ammunition is almost, the stuff ain't about to hit the fan. The stuff hit the fan back when Fukushima. That was the major event.
Hey Dave, it's the same thing with alcohol. You know, 5 years ago, alcohol was 49 cents a bottle. But now it's $1.59. It's the same exact thing. You know, when we're talking about these small details that we don't pay no attention to, you know, just trying to be able to clean up a wound, it's costing you a lot more. You know, when you look at the price of buying a first aid kit, that has quadrupled. It's almost like these people already knew what was gonna happen. And you say this on a nightly basis, is that they always tell us what's gonna happen before it happens. And what they do is they adjust the prices to everything that we may need. And even if people are not listening to Tando Radio, if they just pay attention to the prices of the different daily essentials that they may need, all of these things are rising. And what I tell people, especially my family, is that it's not necessarily that the prices are going up. It's just the dollar can't buy as much as it used to.
Yep.
So that's an indication to let you know that you need to be putting your money towards something different.
Man, that's a huge point, Jerry. And I always like to categorize that as the fool's gold mentality. And the fool's gold mentality is this. The things that you actually should be acquiring, you're starting to say, because of our addiction to cash, we'll start to say, well, that's too high, so I'm going to just go get something else. That is purposely done, ladies and gentlemen. That's the key to magic, is not to trick you, but to make you believe. The things that really matter have been starting to rise, and not only rise, ladies and gentlemen, have you looked at the availability of things? Is not even there anymore. If you drive around this country, especially for some of you that been of age where you were awake and you were conscious from the 70s, the 80s, and 90s, and to now, if you know, even if you were conscious in the 80s to the 90s to now, or the 70s to the 80s to 90s to now, or even some of you from the 60s to the 70s to the 80s to the 90s to now, what do you see everywhere? You are starting to see the collapse of the infrastructure within this country. But see, to everybody else that doesn't see it, because they've been so diverted by so many different things, it doesn't even seem odd that you are actually boiling to death, that you're being cooked. And so what they do with the prices of things is the things that really matter, they'll change the price on them. So what you'll do, what? Oh, well, I don't need that. Or I don't, you know, preparing is expensive. No, let me tell you what is expensive. When you don't prepare, then you need to get something. Now the cost of it may even be your life. What's the expense on that? Or your child's life, your loved one life, your parents' life. So I really don't, you know, it's up to people to prepare. When you prepare and nothing happens, you lose nothing. When you fail to prepare and something happens, you have the opportunity to lose everything. including your mind, which is the real target, including your spiritual wherewithal, which is the real target. And you always lose your will, the greatest gift that's ever been given to you, because you surrender it. Blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Man, Jerry made some great, great points. Don't y'all be tricked by fool's gold. Them Jordans ain't worth shit. Sorry. I'm starting to cut. Them Jordans ain't worth nothing. I'm saying that now because of where we are and what is happening. It's up to you. I'm going to just say this. You've been forewarned. For those that have that conspiracy mentality, those of you that know people that have that conspiracy mentality and they don't prepare and everything else, don't worry about them. They've been forewarned. They did not have the discerning, resonating spirit and energy that you have. Don't waste another moment. Don't waste it. It ain't necessary. And as a matter of fact, as my man Doc Hawkins always say, I love when he says, as a matter of fact, just listen to his voice inflection when he says, as a matter of fact, you don't have time to waste on them. They've chosen their path. That is for them. Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. But what I will say is that don't make their decision be the overall trip or the obstacle that you weren't able to navigate because you went back into the fire when it wasn't necessary for you to do it. Prepare for yourself, your family, and your community. Who is your community? Those individuals that resonate with you and have a vested interest in your well-being. Not the one that will sell you for 30 pieces of silver, but the one that will save with you 30 pieces of silver. There's a reason why that was there. The deception is very great. So definitely, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032 pound, and the hit the pound star 61. I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. Now, hopefully my internet will allow me. Here we go. Will it do it? All right, it won't do it. Oh, shoot, maybe it did. All right, so now, there's another article, and there's another subject that I wanted to talk about really quickly. And just give me a second, let me pull this up. Now, this has everything to do with where things are going. There's an article. No, I won't read that article because it's going to be too long. Scotty, are you there? Okay, so when Scotty comes back, I'll see if he'll answer Jerry's question. There's another article. It's a bunch of major articles that are out. All of the warnings that have been given to you have been already penned, have already been announced. Now the pain will be coming after. Now, one of the things that I want to take a look at is I want to take a look at two things. The executive order 13602, 603, sorry. And I want to take a look at the forced labor in Venezuela. Then I want to take a look at what some sisters, what some women are doing in Venezuela right now. Because they can't afford to feed their children, there is a sterilization program that's going on in Venezuela. And who do you think is behind that? None other than the Margaret Singites, the generational killers, are absolutely loving the destruction of man through fear and through deception and through the sorcery of demonic entity magic. In Venezuela, I can't bring this article up, but I'm just going to shoot it from the hip, and I will read it at the appropriate time when I can. You're just going to take my word for it for now. I will source it as I do everything else at the appropriate time when I can do it. The article basically said women in Venezuela, there is a movement of many women in Venezuela to sterilize themselves because they can't afford to feed the children that they have now. And this sterilization program is targeting the childbearing ages of young women, and believe me, this is a part of the depopulation program. This is a part of the asymmetrical soft kill program that's going on. There are also data mining Venezuela to see how well in a major economy, when you collapse it, what will the overall response of the people be? And the response of the people in Venezuela is exactly what they wanted. Let me tell you how they caught the people in Venezuela. They caught them off guard. The people of Venezuela had a better standard of living than you did here in the United States for many years. Their quality of life, their standard of living was exceeding the United States. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, in today's world, that is not a shock by a lot of countries. And that is not going to be something that's going to be a shock in the future, because where the standard of living, you won't even consider the United States as the benchmark of the standard of living in the world relatively soon. And when I say relatively soon, I'm saying before 2020, before 2021, 22, within the next 3 to 5 years at the most. The overall benchmark of the standard living of the world will not be the United States at all. Oh, it will drastically fall to much further. So why is that relevant? That means that it's going to be your standard of living that is going to be decimated. And I would definitely say the keys to positioning yourself, your family, is to prepare for that now. By whatever means, I don't care if you just do one thing every pay period. That is more than what you did before this happened. One of the most important things is that you're going to have to mentally prepare yourself for what's now happening. Mentally and spiritually prepare yourself for what it is that's now happening. Start to develop your overall spiritual discernment, because that is going to lead you to where you really need to go. All is not lost because you don't have cash. Cash is not your king. Cash is not your king. Sustainability and intrinsical value is your supplier. And this was given to you as a birthright. But the bad thing here in America is that we're so used to paying for our birthright that we never stand up against it. So we have no victory in that field. This is what really plagues us, in one of the many things that plagues us, is that we have not really looked at what is it that we are surrendering, and we are surrendering all of ourselves for the promise of a piece of paper, because it's pretty and it gets me candy. Because it's pretty and it gets me praise. Because it's been around for a while and it's been so effective that it gets me the opportunity to be a character like the ones on TV and in the movies. It gets me to be someone that I'm not. We are basically in a self-hate epidemic. This is why we cling to all the narcissistic trends that we engage in now. And it's just like being addicted to a drug and being addicted to cash. It's never enough. You develop an insatiable appetite that can never be met. So now, I want to get back to, before we go to the commercial break, I can't bring up this article, but in Venezuela is actually the the research and development for the overall how new enslavement is going to be revolutionized globally. Because they're not just going to do it to Venezuelans. They're not going to just do it to Americans. They're not just going to do it to this people, that people. They're going to do it to all people all over the world. But see, the different degrees of it is going to be different. The people that will find have newfound wealth by way of the wealth transfer from the standpoint of now their quality of life will change because their currencies will have major purchasing power. Oh, they're going to be enslaved too, but they're going to be enslaved from the arrogant side of entitlement, the way the United States has. They're going to switch what's happening here, and they're going to place that in another country, and they're going to act just as foul. They're going to do just the same thing that the United States did, colonize, enslave, and steal resources. But see, this time they're going to be a new target. There's going to be the new land. America is going to be the new land in which they're going to go to exploit, just like Americans have gone all over the world to exploit people, not only with the regalia of the governmental seal, how about by way of a passport on a vacation? Listen to Tando Radio Show. Get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to try to bring up this article. If not, we're just going to take it, from where we can. And at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 5490-32#, and hit *61. I'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. So, hey, bear with us. The internet is a little slow here. And when we come back, I'll take this from what I know, from what I read, and we read a little bit a lot. So it should come back to me as we start talking about it. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Summer.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Whoever was calling Selma, we heard you. So, this is live radio. So, everyone, welcome back to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and we have a live show for you today, August the 22nd, 2016. So we're going to pick up where we left off. My man Ken sent me a message. Let me pull this up real quick. I wanted to say, hey, Scotty, hey, Dave, could you ask Scotty what music he was playing from the start of his show because he was killing it? And I know what FEMA region I'm in. I think you're right. I think it was FEMA region number 6. And so that was his question.
I don't recall right now on what song. I think I might have been playing something from Sincere Naquari from his God Life Beats, sincerenaquari.com. I think that's what I was playing before I came on air.
I'm pretty sure, as much as I like that brother's work, he sent me something, and I got to say, I got a message from him, so I'm going to check it out. And yeah, they said, Scotty, it was during the break, what you were playing during the break at the start of your show. You said you were killing it, laugh out loud.
Yeah, most of the music you hear on here actually come from the YouTube audio library. I mean, they got like a huge library because we try to use, you know, music that's not copyrighted, that we don't have to pay royalties on, or somebody can lay claim to the entire content, you know, or podcast because you played 10 seconds of their song or something. So it's more than likely, well, all the music I played during breaks comes from the YouTube audio library. They got some talented dudes over there that, and I suspect women too, that make beats and upload them in their royalty free beats. So
there you go. That's how Scotty gets the music. And yes, Scotty does kill it. Hey, Scotty, did you hear Jerry's question? Were you able to hear Jerry's question?
What was the question?
Jerry had asked, let me see if Jerry's still there. He said, ask you. He wanted to know that for you to explain the importance of reloading with, you know, ammunition, to actually know how to reload, how important that is. And that was.
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear that. I must have stepped away at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we will. But that was the question that he had for
say,
you.
Say the question again.
But reloading, you know, ammunition reloading. How important is that? As far as, in your opinion, from being in the military,
how important training? Is
having the ability to reload your ammunition is from the standpoint of. Reloading ammunition that you've already fired, not just reloading your weapon, but reloading the ammunition from the brass and having the ability to reload.
Yeah, any aspect that has to do with a weapon, whether we're talking about, hold on just a second, my grandson is trying to climb like I'm a tree or something, but but yeah, all aspects of weapons are important, whether that's just being able to do routine maintenance on them and cleaning them and knowing how to break down, you know, that weapon that you own. Because a lot of people don't know how to break down weapons. You know, it's not that hard. They go buy a weapon, but can you break it down? Okay, can you break it down to clean it properly? But in terms of being able to even make your own ammunition, I suspect, you know, it's pretty hard to find people that make their own ammunition, as you need special equipment for that. But you can still get it right now. But I mean, it's very important because of, you know, when a situation like you discuss on this program goes down, you know, not only are they going to hit the grocery stores and what have you, but they're going to hit the gun stores, too. So, you know, that's Walmart and clean them out of their ammunition. So the ability to be able to make your own ammunition and what have you and recycle your ammunition, like he talked about the brass, you can recycle that. That's very important. Yep. Man.
Yeah, it really, really is. It's a part of being self-sufficient. And, you know, there's equipment that you have to purchase from that. You got to get the press. You got to get the die. You got to get the book. There are certain books that are really good. Horny has one of the best reloading books. Get the press. The press isn't that much. You got to have the space to do it. The most important thing, you got to get the powder. You got to get the brass. You got to get the actual projectile. But the most important thing about reloading is the primers. That's the one that's the hardest one of them all to get. You start with primers first. Primers, because without a primer, your ammunition don't go pop.
Right,
don't go pop. Right. So, yeah, the primer is the key.
You know, a good program to watch for survival tactics or, you know, it's not really, but The Walking Dead, those type of movies or TV series, you can learn some survivalist stuff. And I'm just reminded this one scene where they had stumbled across this dye plant. You know, when I say dye, I'm talking about tool and dye machines and stuff like that. And they were just talking about
the, for those that didn't know, I wasn't talking about paint like Scotty. I'm talking about the dye to actually the tooling portion
tooling and dyeing. But you know, he was talking about the if the group got its ability to make his own ammunition And they were just saying just the valuable resource, not just to kill people in case you had to defend yours or whatnot, but as trade, items of trade, again.
Trade.
Items of trade. Bullets are going to be, you know, pretty doggone expensive and scarce, if you know. So that's a trading item right there, if you can make your own.
Yeah, and the demand for it is going to be nuts. And let me tell you how this demand for just is just one point, and I didn't want to really, but my man Jerry put some great points out. Scotty, let's just say that I'm going to let you go, bro, because you need to do your life too. But, you know, I always love having you on the show, man, because it's so... Scotty, you and I know, Brother Davis knows, Doc knows, all of us here know, but a lot of people don't really realize. When this nation, if this nation, and what, I'm going to put it correctly because I've been saying it's going to happen, so I'm going to stick to what I said. When this nation goes to a world war that turns into a global nuclear war, one of the first things the government is going to have to do, they're not going to go fight Grenada. They're not going to go invade Grenada. They're not going to go invade Panama. It's not going to be even invading Iraq, which they got their hat handed to them in doing that in so many ways. They're going to be going up against Russia and China. How many bullets do you think that they're going to need to acquire to divert out of the countries and into the supply chain for the battlefield? It is going to be enormous.
Right, right. And they'll probably get priority. You know, they'll probably stop even, it won't even be available. For once the current shelf stock runs out, that'll be it. It won't be no more coming.
Yep. Because what's going to happen is they're going to take everything off the shelves, and then all the manufacturers, they're going to nationalize those manufacturers to do what? Make bullets for the military.
What do they call it? It's what they do to people every day on the highway, that assets seizure and forfeiture.
Asset seizure. Asset forfeiture. That's exactly it. And under the, when we're going to jump into this right now, under the executive order, and they don't even need an executive order, but they've already penned out the executive order. And they said under national security, under executive order 13603, that persons and people will be required to give their intrinsic, this is my saying, but this is what it basically says, will be required to give their intrinsic abilities, capabilities, and means to the overall good of the national interest in the national security of the United States. It's called in the continuity of government. Under continuity of government, all things become the government. And they're going to seize everything from gasoline to food to ammunition, all the stuff that you're going to need, and they're going to send these troops overseas. And when these troops get overseas, they're going to get stuck overseas, not being able to come back because the U.S. won't have, just in Greece, Greece is starting to think about not allowing the United States to have access to the air bases in Greece. Iraq is going to kick the United States out. They won't have access to the air bases there. And it's going to be strategically where the overall globe is going to get a whole lot smaller. Germany, in my opinion, is going to go towards the BRIC nations. And how many military bases do they have in Germany? And then what is this going to do? This is going to require, it's going to be an unprofitable war that can't be fought. The U.S. is already broke. So now they're going to get these troops over. They'll have enough to get them over there, but they won't have a dime worth to get them back. This, what we're dealing with is trick. This is going to be more than a Hollywood script, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be the great sacrifice in so many ways. Do what you can. And what's some of the things that you should be doing? Some of the things that you should be doing is practicing discipline. Don't, while your cash still has value, while it's still accepted, while it still has confidence, while it still has purchasing power, don't waste it on a good time tonight for an empty stomach for the rest of the year. Have discipline. you've already, for those of you that listen to Cando Radio Show, we've been talking about this. This is going here, ladies and gentlemen, from the articles that we, everything is there, but it requires that you do something about it. The things that you need to be looking at is food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. One of the things that we don't talk about much is energy on here. You are not going to be able to find propane nowhere in this, you know, as readily accessible that you find it now. Or at the different places, or the stores that have the cages with the propane tanks in there, you won't find no propane tanks in the future. That is going to be used up. That is going to be a high priced item. And all of that stuff is going to be taken off of the shelves and it's going to be placed in the black market. Who's going to place it in the black market? That overall company that's been struggling to make it is going to have to go into the black market and say, hey, these are the goods. That the black market is nothing more than the market in which it doesn't provide for the everyday person. It provides for the selected few at the price for those that can afford it. That black market is going to be so big for so many things. One of the things I suggest you do is look at some countries that have gone through some major economic collapses and see what the heck happened to them. The have and the have-nots went crazy. There were some people that were have-nots that became the have instantly. Instantly. Why? Because they saw it coming and they got out of the way. You know the people that ended up in so-called in concentration camps and were seized by the Third Reich of Nazi Germany in Germany, those were the doubting Thomases. They never really talk about a lot of the people that fled the country that knew it was going to happen before it happened, and they positioned themselves and got out of the way before it happened. You never hear about them. You know why? Because they don't want you to do that. And if you do it, it's the few of you that do it, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. This is the time in which you need to be disciplined and you need to actually start putting that into things that really do matter. Developing a savings plan, ladies and gentlemen. This nation has put us on a massive spending campaign. That's why they have spending bills. They subliminally hit you with spend, consume. Here it comes. Watch this. Sale. At some point, you go to so many sales that you sell your soul. Stop auctioning off your talent for items that have no darn value at all. All right, watch my mouth. I'm talking about Brother Braggs and asking other folks not to curse and everything else, and I did it three times today. Man, come on, Dave. But this is so true. It's an agenda here. It serves the purpose of, and the purpose that it serves is not yours. You have to start serving your purpose. Do you know that you could be your own universe? Do you know that you could be your own bank? Did you know you could be your own sovereign country? Did you know you could be your own whatever you actually give your energy to? And I think that now is a great opportunity for us to gain some prosperity that has been lost. So, develop a plan of discipline. Instead of purchasing, regardless of what you have, start looking at your situation from a standpoint of power. What can I do that no one else is doing right now and looking at as valuable, and I start to acquire that? And then what happens is you start to change your whole mindset about other things. Maybe you'll start working, doing this more, selling this, and then transferring that into something else that you need. And then you just continue to do that. And before you know it, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If no collapse ever happens, you start to realize the overall how to beat the economy. See, they always tell you how you can get a sale, but so that you can partake in the sale. But did you know that you could produce a sale? And what do I mean by produce a sale? Did you know that you could put yourself in a position in the economy where everything that you get, someone else pays for in a direct way, in an indirect way? Did you know that that is possible? Did you know that somebody can actually, someone else can actually fund your business, your multi-million dollar business, just because you said this is what you want to do? Yes, very possible. People do it all the time. We just don't think of it as us being possible for us to do that. Let me give you an example. How many, it's about to be football season. I'm going to take football for example. How many of these new stadiums that has been built by these different prospective teams by way of their owners, and the owner of that overall organization of that team didn't use their overall cash to build it. They made other people pay for it, and then they get all the profit from it. They socialized the liability, and they privatized the profit. What's the liability? The building liability. So they have all these elaborate stadiums that they're building for sports. And the Olympics just end. Let me just say this about the Olympics and the billions that's spent on the Olympics. The Olympics is the kiss of death for every economy. Research it, you'll see it. Watch Brazil. Brazil has been particularly targeted. Particularly targeted. Where the next one going? To Japan. Better wake up. But you have all of these major sporting arenas that the taxpayers pay most of it for. These team owners are fighting for new buildings and everything else. You know why they're fighting for these new buildings? And they want the cities or the respective counties or the respective surrounding communities to pay for it. I would too, if I was that type of person, but I'm not. The exploitation of your labor is great. You have to benefit from your labor. You have to benefit. It's about time that you make the system pay for your way of life by its means instead of the other way around. So start to become a prodigious saver. Start to save something, by way of currency, or save something that's value and to exchange and things of value. Get into the mix of that right now. Understand that. Do your own research. Become an expert of that, because don't wait for someone here, a guest on Tando or someone from Tando, to absolutely tell you some of the things that you need to do. Now is the time for you to self-engage and self-propel yourself to do it for yourself. Research this. Find out what you need to do, because every area of the country is different. Every opportunity is different. Everything in the black market is different. My man Jerry was on, and he was telling us about Chattanooga. I think it was Chattanooga. Yeah, Chattanooga, where it's 12 miles. I didn't know that, but that makes all the sense of the world. Everything would start to go through there. Some hubs throughout this country is going to be an economic explosion. But the thing about it is this, is that it's going to be an explosion, but not by the way that you think it's going to be an explosion. It's going to be an explosion of opportunity, but some of those opportunities are going to be facilitated and developed by foreign entities. But they're going to need you. But there are some communities that are already embedded in this country, and they don't need you. So this is, some of the things that we definitely need to prepare for. All right, so check this out. There's one article. The article came up, and we read this before, but it's so important that we take a look at what this is, because this is not some conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be the conspiracy that attacks your butt. This is going to be the agenda that is going to, at the appropriate time, where someone else in some other country is going to be reading on and listening to someone on their networks that is talking about the collapse of the United States. And they're going to be reading the new decrees that have been established in the United States that would say, wow, we never thought that that would have happened in the United States. But you know what? Only Americans think that way. Just think about that that dude that went down to Brazil, start lying and everything else. Let me tell you something. If you travel the world, you'll realize something very quickly. The rest of the world can't stand Americans that act like Americans. They despise. They appreciate people that happen to be from America but don't act like them. They resonate with them, and those people will do anything for you and do anything with you because they know the sincerity of you, and that's what they were looking for. So now, let's look at this critical new decree. A new decree established, this comes from an article from newsvice.com. We read this before, but it's very, very important, and I had to go back to this because of what's going on and the setup of what you need to be prepared for. A new decree has established that employees in Venezuela will be effectively made to work in the country's fields as a way to fight the current food crisis. The current food crisis is unlawful and effectively amounts to forced labor. This was from the international human rights activists are complaining that new laws have introduced forced labor in Venezuela. And here it comes. I read the wrong part. A new decree, this is what they're saying, quote, a new decree has established that all employees in Venezuela can be effectively made to work in the country's field as a way to fight the current food crisis. And it is unlawful and effectively amounts to forced labor, Amnesty International said in a statement released on Thursday. This was back in June the 28th. The president signed a decree at the end of last week giving the power to the labor ministry to order all workers from the public and private sector to with enough physical capability, meaning you have the physical capability, and guess what? Who is going to determine the physical capability? The individual that is going to be benefit from it. They're going to say, yep, I don't care what condition he has. He can do this or she can do that. Put their butt to work for us and let us prosper. And technical know-how to join a government drive aimed at increasing food production. They can be required to work in the agricultural sector for 60-day periods that can be extended another 60 days if the circumstances require. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The circumstances will always require because they will ensure that those circumstances come to fruition. They don't know anything about prophecy. They know everything about their agenda. They're not prophets. It's not prophecy when you say something is going to happen in the future and you make it happen. That is no godly divine intervention or warning or actual discernment that you're doing. You're actually speaking about the agenda that you are going to invoke on the people. We have more conspiracy agenda than we do have prophets, ladies and gentlemen. Not prophecy. It's conspiracy. So they will always make sure that those circumstances are there. The shortage of basic goods have become a normal part of the life of most Venezuelans. Even since the country was plunged into an economic crisis by the plunging oil prices, food shortages have become particularly acute in recent months, accompanied by violent demonstrations and violent response to those by the police. Wait a minute. They talking about Venezuela or they talking about America? And believe me, in short order, you won't know the difference, but you'll know the difference by this. Venezuela wasn't even this bad. Early this month, 120 desperate Venezuelans took advantage of a weekend's temporary relax of border controls to flood into Columbia City to shop for the basics. Local stores reportedly ran out of supplies in a few hours. Ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at a global agenda to have trans-Pacific partnership supersede sovereign borders. This is what this is. Do you think the corporation are benefiting from the plight in Venezuela, or are they being adversely affected by it? Do you think the people of Venezuela are being adversely affected by what's going on in Venezuela, or are they profiting by it? You know the answer for both. The people suffer while the corporations prosper. And until we understand that, until we see that they will prosper by all means necessary, even to the point of depopulation and war, because war and killing is profitable to them. So what makes you think that their overall underlying first decree of their business is to make a profit, and that even means to make a profit by human sacrifice? It's not rocket science. It's not galactic arithmetic. It's the truth. And we've been seeing this for quite some while, but we choose in so many ways, many people that we know choose to ignore it. But I would say to you all, and you already know, there's nothing that you need to ignore. There's everything that you need to pay attention to, and to prepare for, and to position yourself accordingly. So, become the one that has the answers for yourself, your family, and our community. Engage in what's going on so that it motivates you to do something to ensure that you do not be on the victim, so that you do not get victimized by this. As I'm going to end in this, as Scotty said in his show, resistance is victory. Resist. You win. You can't lose. And once you realize that you can't lose, then there should be no fear that can be invoked in you to surrender. So I just want to thank you all for bearing with me with my internet challenges. Today there was a lot I wanted to bring to you all. We will bring to you some of the articles and some of the events, and we will take a look at some of the publications, the warnings that are there. The handwriting is on the wall. You have been duly warned of the catastrophe, and believe me, it's going to be fire next time, but it's not going to be fire in which it destroys the world. No, that's just the story that they told you to get you to respond in a certain way. What they will bring is they will bring the heat, but you can protect yourself from that. So just want to say thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. Hopefully tomorrow our internet will be up and running and good to go, where we can actually have a more succinct program as we possibly can. But I just want to thank you all and say it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for anything, make sure you have the grace and the mercy and the overall love of everyone that the great creator has displayed towards you. Make sure that you reproduce that. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.